For almost 11 years, Catholic parishioners in Scituate have defied the Boston Archdiocese's decision to close their church and sell it.
Instead of leaving quietly, they've been holding vigils and occupying the St. Francis Xavier Cabrini Church, even repairing the roof and the heating system.
They've appealed to the Vatican and lost. They've also gone to civil court and lost. The latest decision coming last week from a Superior Court judge who ruled that the parishioners are trespassing and have to vacate the property by the end of the month.
But John Rogers says they will fight on. He's with the group Friends of St. Francis Cabrini, and we spoke with him a bit earlier this afternoon. The group is filing a motion to stay their eviction, and John Rogers told us why their fight isn't over.
Ever since I was a young kid, we went to church, and from the altar, the priest told us that the church was ours, and with that came the responsibility to not only fill the collection plate, but also the pews, and to evangelize. So for my whole life, I've listened from the altar that this was our church. Well, if the Archdiocese is successful, then we'll just become renters in these houses of worship that we've created. We don't want that to happen. We believe that our time, treasure, and talent that's been invested in our church is for our benefit.
So, John, I completely hear what you're saying, that, you know, parishioners at St. Francis Cabrini feel that really intimate sense of belonging and ownership over the church. But on the other hand, even the Vatican has rejected your appeal. I mean, this is the worldwide head of the Catholic Church. Isn't that a pretty high authority for you to challenge?
So it really is, when you talk about the Vatican, more of a personality contest than it is some type of valid court. I recognize them for what they are, and that is a group of closely held individuals such as Bernie Law, Cardinal Sean O'Malley, that not only basically make up the rules, but then enforce them. So when we talk about a justice system, I'm a little tainted and a little suspect of the Vatican as a whole and their alleged justice system.
Mm. You know, in hearing you say that, I mean, I feel like what's happening at St. Francis Cabrini is kind of like a little microcosm of a lot of the concerns and tensions that American Catholics have in general about their relationship with the Holy See.
I couldn't agree with you absolutely more. We cannot allow, not necessarily the Vatican, but let's take the Archdiocese of Boston, to continue to abuse parishioners. You know, how many people, families, and communities do they get to destroy before we all, as Christians and Roman Catholics, stand up and say, enough? People say we want to tear the church down. We don't. We want to reform the church from within. And I think that if we start here with this church, draw the line in the sand and say, you know what, enough is enough, that this will be the very first step in a long line of many that need to be taken that will bring some reform to the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of underlying anger out there at the system. They're not evangelizing, they're destroying.
But John, let me ask you, though, I mean, you mentioned the clergy sex abuse crisis.
Yes.
And of course, there were major expenses, legal expenses, et cetera, associated with that crisis. I mean, another perspective might be that the Archdiocese of Boston has the right to sell off its property just to balance its books.
Well, I would suggest to you this. The federal court system said no, that the Corporation Soul, i.e. Sean O'Malley, or Corporation Soul, i.e. Richard Skalstad, do not own these parishes. They hold them in a trust for the benefit of the parishioners. So I'm going to refer to the higher court, which is the federal court, and also, you know what, throw all of that out. Let's all refer back to what John Paul II said, one of the greatest popes of our age. He said the parish exists for the benefit of the people and not for the benefit of the hierarchy.
Well, John, we reached out to Terrence Donlan, spokesperson for the Archdiocese, and he sent us a statement in which he says, we ask the Friends of St. Francis to respect the court's decision and conclude the vigil. The parishes of the Archdiocese welcome and invite those involved with the vigil to participate and join in the fullness of parish life, and that there are other parishes in the vicinity that can serve your needs. Is that not enough for you?
No, that's super, super easy. We wouldn't have put this church here in the first place if we didn't want it here. And secondly, you know, you can ask me to move into my neighbor's home, and I'm not going to.
So ultimately, I mean, you've been doing this for 11 years now. How do you see, or where do you see this ending?
Well, we made a promise from day one that we would exhaust every level of appeal possible, and we're doing that as we speak. But after years and tens of thousands of dollars doing this, if we want to see this fight continue, we basically need some ammunition, and that will come from the, you know, the people out there that believe in what we're doing is right. But I will tell you this: if we don't win, then we just become guests within these beautiful structures called our churches that we created, and we're invited guests to pay, pray, and obey. But at the whim of the cardinal, he can sell that property off for whatever reason, at whatever time, and usually it's to solve some crisis they find themselves in the midst of.
Well, John Rogers is with the Friends of St. Francis Cabrini in Scituate. They've been holding vigils and opposing the shutdown of their church for almost 11 years. John, thank you so much.
Thank you for telling the story, and God bless.